You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
10 after 8, your boys in the morning on a No Filter Friday. Best call is going to get a four-pack of tickets to go to Elitch Gardens. So the thing is, our lines are full. We might not be able to get to every call, so please don't be angry if we do not get to your call today. We will do our best. Marissa was the first one in, though. Hi, Marissa. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
What are you up to this morning?
I am on my way to work.
Okay. All right. What do you do for a living?
I am temping, and I'm working in C customer service.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, somebody's got you.
Yep. I hope you have a lot of patience. Doesn't it require a ton of patience to work in customer service?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
You got to really like people yelling at you.
Yeah. Most of our customers are great, though.
That's good. Be gentle. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the best Father's Day gift I've ever given. So our last name generally means son of Thor, you know, which is like a huge joke in our family. We're like, oh, we're descended from Thor. I had this idea to get my dad a life-size replica of Mjolnir, his hammer, right? And so I bought this with my sisters, and I was like, this is going to be the best gift. And then I was like, but I got to troll my dad about it. So I made this whole big deal about how I got him the best Father's Day gift ever, how it was the best thing for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I went out, and I also bought a graphic novel of Thor. And I wrapped that up. And when it came to the day, I was like, here's your best gift ever, Dad. And he opened it up. And you could just see his face as he was struggling to be like, oh, this comic book is really the best Father's Day gift.
He's like, what the heck?
And he was struggled so hard. And then I was like, that's not your real gift. And he was like, oh? And I was like, no. And then we gave him the Mjolnir, and he was so excited. He did a bunch of photos with it. It was like the best gift ever. And since then, we've also gotten him a Captain America shield.
So man, you got all sorts of comic book stuff.
We're kind of
so where do you get Thor's hammer? Like, how does that come about? Did you have it like specially made or
Target?
Right. Where was it?
Etsy.
Oh,
really?
Etsy has everything. That makes sense.
What did that run you? How much did that cost?
About $100.
Well, that's not bad.
No.
Is it like displayed now at the house somewhere?
Oh, yeah. He's got a whole nerd shelf where he has his lightsabers that he got at Disney World and Mjolnir, and he's hanging Captain America up on the wall.
Your dad's a total nerd.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Now, quickly, we've got to run. Two questions. First one, quickly, did Josh get your phone number in case you win? Did he get that from you?
No.
No, I'm going to put you on hold, so don't hang up because Josh needs to get your phone. He needs to get the phone numbers of all of these contestants. And then the second question is, one more time, your name translates to what?
Son of Thor.
Son of Thor. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds like a Norwegian name to me.
It is.
That's well.
All right.
That's classic. Marissa, you are delightful.
Thank you,
hold on. And Josh will get your phone number.
That's great. Thor's hammer.
That's really good. Here's Tanya. Tanya, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. Same rule for you. You got to hang on afterwards so that Josh can get your number. But what's your story? What's on your mind today?
Well, this all started because my daughter really wanted me to call in, and she we're sitting in the parking lot of her swim team. She's getting ready to go in and swim, but I'm gonna stick with a story that's similar to the last caller, except that I'm like the worst gift giver ever.
Aww.
I mean, dude, I feel like, you know, my husband always does so much for me, you know, and makes sure the kids always have presents for me and breakfast in bed, and then it comes around, and I always just feel like life is so busy. It's like, oh, I'm a gunna. You know, like for his birthday in March, I said, oh, yeah, here's a printout of a snowblower. Here's what we're going to get you.
It's arriving soon.
And it still hasn't come.
Oh, no. Well, hopefully it's here in time for snow season.
Right? Like, oh. the big snow comes, and I'm a gonna.
Do you have anything planned for Father's Day right now, then?
Well, the kids have been making things at home,
and
I talked about going to, like, a Topgolf or something, but I forgot he's got golfer's elbow, so he's out for that.
Can't do that, like, then. And we talked earlier today that homemade gifts are really kind of lame.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know what? You really are a crappy gift giver, Tanya. That's.
Do I just print out the snowblower again and say it's coming?
It's still coming. Buy him a cover for it or something. Get him does he like whiskey or something? You can get him like a nice bottle of whiskey or...
He does. That's a great idea.
Do that. Listen, to Costco and get one of those big ones.
And I don't want you to beat yourself up because I'm going to tell you something. The whole thing about gift giving, I believe, is a gene that people have. They either have it or they don't. And I don't think you should beat yourself up because you really suck at gift giving. Because some people just naturally can do that. They're really good. Their brain just works that way. And then some, because I'm kind of like you, Tanya, I'm always stumped for what to get.
Here, can I give you a quick suggestion for what I do? Because I can't remember everything that Nicole talks about throughout the year. I created a note in my notes on my phone that whenever Nicole mentions something throughout the year that she likes, she has an interest in, oh, I'd like that, I want that, I will put it in the notes of my phone. So then when December does roll around or her birthday, I've got a whole list of things that she's talked about throughout the year, you know?
That's a great idea, but Tanya can't be bothered to get her phone out and make a note.
That's true, yeah. It's a lot of
work. What are you
talking
about?
Hey, going back just a couple of steps, Tanya, do you like having breakfast in bed? You mentioned that the kids do that for you.
You can't like that.
Do you like that?
Well, I mean... sometimes. I don't know.
No, listen. We can talk.
You can be honest.
Tanya, you're with friends here.
You can be honest.
Breakfast in bed is one of those things like picnics where the idea sounds good. The implementation is never really that good because it's awkward. You can't really eat sitting in bed.
You got crumbs everywhere in there.
Yeah. Jump on you. Your coffee's spilling.
Yes. It's the worst.
Yes.
It's the worst. It's fine.
But you know, you got to put on the smiley face and everything because your kids are doing something really sweet. And I get that. And that's right. You should not break their little hearts. But deep down inside,
it might be time to break their hearts. Say, mommy doesn't like that.
Wait a minute, how old are your kids?
They are 11 and 12.
Oh, they're old enough.
Break their little hearts.
Yeah, you can tell them now.
Crush their dreams.
If they were still six, you don't want to say that. But if they're 12,
nah,
you say, listen, mommy doesn't want breakfast in bed anymore.
Please stop. And find something for your father.
Because I suck at it.
Tanya, bullet rye at Costco. It's a big bottle. Get him that, okay?
There you go.
It's a good whiskey.
It. I'm going to Costco.
Bullet rye.
Glad you called us. Hold on so that Josh can get your phone number, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
I don't think we're
going to get to every call.
It's all right. I know.
Bad. We might have time for one more. Heidi, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Oh, howdy.
Well, howdy yourself. What's on your mind today?
I am especially honored and blessed. My father is 73, and even though he's a retired colonel, he flew F-111 Desert Shield, Desert Storm.
He's a bad mamma jamma.
Wow.
Yes. And then my husband has also been in Afghanistan for the Corps of Engineers. Wow. And I'm truly blessed. I have four children under the age of 17, and I work at a school.
Well,
Heidi, you got it going on.
I feel like we're on some sort of dating app here.
Where you're like being interrogated.
No. I'm happily married. I got a man.
She got a man.
Heidi, we're just having fun. You know, my dad was career Air Force, so I salute your father and your husband for their service. Thank you very much for that.
Absolutely.
So, Corps of Engineers. So, you married a really smart guy, too. What has he built? What's some of the stuff they've built?
He is structural engineer.
Yeah.
He says he likes to be able, he's like 65. He likes to be able to see things and say, hey, I helped build that, and...
That's a good feeling.
Yeah. I'm not a mathematician. I'm more grammar.
Are you?
I don't know why that's a funny line
most
to
random...
me, but it just is. I'm more about grammar.
You know all the yours.
You are delightful. Thank you for calling us. Now hold on so Josh can get some information from you, okay?
Oh, sure. No problem.
Thank you, Heidi.
Hold on. Don't go away.
Oh, sweet.
Apologize. The lines are full. I have to apologize to everybody else who's holding. We just up against time today. I think we got started a little late.
We went long.
That's the problem.